Jesus today is speaking to the Pharisees, and earlier in this reading, he had just finished telling them that you cannot serve both God and mammon. But the Pharisees, who were rich and greedy, ridiculed him. So he tells them the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. Jesus paints a quick portrait of a rich man, a very, very rich man. And he contrasts him with a beggar, the very poorest of the poor. The beggar's name is Lazarus. He is the only person in any of Jesus' parables who is given a name. And Lazarus means he whom God helps. They both die, and a rich man goes to hell and is in torment. And Lazarus goes to paradise, to the bosom of Abraham. Jesus is condemning the Pharisees for their lack of mercy for the poor. In an earlier passage in Luke, he tells them, "Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God." It isn't their piety that he is condemning, but what they aren't doing, showing mercy to the poor, seeking justice for the oppressed. It is ironic that the Pharisees, who prided themselves on being such great Bible scholars, largely miss the whole spirit of the Old Testament, the spirit of mercy and justice. Jesus is not only saying that riches are of no value after a person dies, but he is also making the point that wealth without active mercy can be a great wickedness. And if a person closes his eyes to the truth around them, then they will face consequences. The failure of the rich man was either the failure to notice and to act, or the failure to care. Although Lazarus sat at the rich man's gate, the rich man did not notice him. He passed him by every day, just as a Levite and the priest passed by another broken man in one of Jesus' other parables. If he did notice him, he did not care. Lazarus could do nothing for him. He paid him no mind. In the second part of the parable, the rich man, now in Hades or hell, finally notices Lazarus, who is now next to Abraham. The rich man notices him because he now sees that Lazarus can be of use to him. With Abraham's permission, Lazarus could go and get water to quench the man's thirst. It seems that the rich man only noticed those who could be of some benefit to him. But Abraham explains the situation and describes a great, impassable chasm that prevents anyone from passing from either side to the other. In other words, there is no hope of moving from torment to the blessings of paradise, or of Lazarus helping the rich man. The die has been cast, and the outcome is irreversible. Jesus is telling us that sometimes the consequences of not doing some good can be as harmful as the consequences of doing something evil. In the penitential act, which we just prayed together, we said, "I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do." Lazarus was looking for very little, just the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. But that little would have kept him alive, maybe would have allowed him to get medical care and become healthy again. What the rich man needed to do and could have so easily done was very little, but he failed to do it. His failure to do that little that was asked of him had fatal consequences for Lazarus, who died before he had to. And because of his failure, the rich man was condemned. This is a very challenging and unsettling parable for us all, and it invites all of us to ask, where am I failing to do what I could easily do, and who is suffering from that failure? It is much better to ask this question now than later, when it will be too late. Let us pray to the Holy Spirit for the gift of love and mercy, and that we open our eyes and hearts to the needs of others, especially the poor.